attention, her parents being under suspicion, the speculations about sexual abuse. Jesus, that kind of thing would fuck any kid up. And then I remembered, hey, she was the one who got killed. And I thought, it's a good thing she's dead. At least she won't have to suffer. Tell Pierre I said hello. A two-man conversation. I'm going up to San Francisco this weekend. Oh, well, tell Pierre I said hello. Actually, I knew you'd say that, so I took the liberty of calling him and telling him you said hello. He said in that case to tell you he also says hello. So, hello from Pierre. And he said to add, how's it going? Oh, well, that's great. Well, tell him everything's going just fine, and don't forget to say, how are you? Well, he and I knew you would ask that, and so Pierre has authorized me to say that he's glad you're fine, but that he hasn't been feeling too well lately. Oh, well, tell him I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope it isn't serious. He says he knew you would be sorry to hear that, but he thinks it will blow over. Well, tell him, if it doesn't, I have a great doctor in San Francisco. Ginny and I met him in Hawaii when we were there last year. Pierre says he knew you had a great doctor, but he wasn't aware he was located in San Francisco. He also says he didn't know you and Ginny had gone to Hawaii. He thought it was Cancun. And he also says, how's Ginny? Tell him Ginny is dead. Well, I'm sure he didn't know, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that he's real sorry to hear about that, and I'm willing to bet anything he offers his condolences. And most likely he'll also say that if there's anything he can do, anything, please don't hesitate to ask. Excuse me, Hank, I'd love to keep talking, but I have to go buy underwear. Oh, well, Pierre says there's a sale at the Gap. Get fucked, Hank. I don't know why people got all excited about that guy Jeffrey Dahmer. Because he broke a few laws? So what? There's nothing wrong with killing 12 people, having sex with their corpses, masturbating on them, eating their flesh, and then saving the heads in the refrigerator. What's wrong with that? Nothing. So far, nobody has been able to explain to me what it was Jeffrey Dahmer did that was so wrong. First of all, let's remember, wrong is a relative term. Who's to say what's wrong? Who are we to judge? Put yourself in the other man's shoes. Who among you, under certain circumstances, might not kill 12 people, have sex with their corpses, masturbate on them, eat their flesh, and then save the heads in the refrigerator? Not one of you, I suspect. So cut the guy a little slack. Always remember, there but for the grace of God, go I. Here are some things you should not say if you encounter a comedian. First, if you're with another person at the time, don't say to your friend, "You better watch out, he'll put you in one of his skits." We don't like that. It's not funny. And by the way, we don't do skits. Second, if you meet him while you're at your job, do not say, "You ought to work here, you'd get a lot of material." It's not true. Just because you work with a bunch of simpletons doesn't mean it translates into comedy. Third, if you work at a store and we're shopping there, and some small mix-up occurs that needs to be sorted out, don't say to a co-worker, "He's going to put this in one of his routines." He's not. One more thing we don't like. When you tell us something that you think is funny, and then you say, "You can use that if you want," we don't want to use it. Believe me. I stopped behind a small beat-up camper at a red light, and I noticed three bumper stickers. "Dare to resist drugs and violence," "There's no excuse for domestic abuse," and "Stop senior abuse." And I thought, I'm really glad I don't live with those folks. I'd bet anything they were on their way to the hospital emergency room or perhaps intensive psychiatric counseling. If I'd caught up and looked inside their vehicle, I'm sure it would have resembled a Johnson & Johnson showroom. Tune in tonight for a full-length movie on America's favorite new date show, Dinner, Movie, and a Hump. Tonight, your hosts, Dagwood Parkhaven and Candace Nooch, cook up a delicious whale chowder and breast of hyena on a bed of diced badger as they present an award-winning film about an amnesia victim, Who the Fuck Am I? Starring Esther Sylvester, Kermit McDermott, Chi-Chi Amici, and Skeeter Van Meter, and introducing Keith Bunghole as the queer. After the movie and the food, Dagwood and Candace will tear off a lengthy piece of ass on the kitchen table, taking turns being on top and demonstrating several interesting new sexual positions, including the Baghdad twirl and the Bosnian dick knot.